261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Body today on this edition of Prayer Power. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about forgiveness while you're thinking about it and how can you forgive. Those are the things that we're looking into because it is very vital. You have to learn and you have to know about forgiveness so it can set you free and have a relationship with God. So keep that in mind right now. I'd like to let you know that today that you have tuned in, not by on your own, but by the Spirit of the living God. And I can assure you that one thing, that God has moved you today to move and to turn on this program so you can hear something from God. God has moved you right now. Hallelujah, glory to God, that he would touch your heart. And he has something great to say to you, and it's terrific. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I have for you, and it is thoughts that will not harm you, but bless you, glory to God. And I have an expected time for you, glory. So expect the greatest things that are going to happen to you when God is moving on your side. So right now, it's not accidental that you tuned in. It's not coincidental that you tuned in, but praise the Lord. It's because God's Spirit moved upon you and said, yes, glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. I got something good for you. Hallelujah. I will bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Folks, I just pray that you call in when you have a chance and an opportunity. This is the number, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Call in and we'll pray for you. If you got a testimony, if you have anything, any question, any comment, we'd love to hear from you. We are praying people here. We're going to move things for you. We will knock the devil out for you. Glory to God, as we come together, bringing our faith together and believing that God will change your situation from bad to good, because he is a good God, a gracious God, and an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hey, be blessed today. God wants to bless you today. There's no doubt about it. And this, again, we're going to our topic. The topic of right now is forgiveness. And how can someone forgive somebody that has hurt them, has scarred them for life, pretty much, has really brought trauma in their whole life? How can that happen? Is it possible for anybody to do so? Well, we got to look at what the Word of God says, and that's something that you and I must remember. It is very, very, very important. It is crucial in your life to be able to know how to forgive someone that has hurt you very, very bad. And we look at the Bible, it says in Matthew 5, it talks about, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And that's something that you and I must keep in mind, that Jesus says you must do good to overcome evil. And that's the way of overcoming evil, overcoming any unforgiveness in your life. Folks, you have to come unto God. He is the only one that can help you forgive someone that has scarred you in your life. Even right now, some of you right now, there's so much bitterness in you. That's so much hatred in you because someone has hurt you. Folks, we will get hurt quite a bit in this lifetime by different people in our lives, even the people that have been closest to us in our lives. But we must understand this one thing, that God said we must forgive them. It is definitely something that you and I must do. And why did he say that? Well, in Matthew chapter 6, he said it in verse 15. If you forgive not men their trespasses, and neither will Father forgive your trespasses. It is something that we must understand. How can we go to heaven? How can we have a relationship with God if we can't forgive those who have hurt us? Someone said, can we forgive and forget? Well, I can assure you, if God did it, he says, I have forgiven your sins as far as the east is to the west. He said, I remember them no more. This is when I have amnesia, you might say. I forget them because they're washed in the blood of Jesus. If you want to know how to forgive somebody, if you want to know how to forget what they've done to you, put the blood of Jesus on it, and you'll see what will happen in your life. Put the blood on him because Jesus shed it at the cross. And he said, because of that, we are able to forgive others through his love, through his compassion, through his power of the Holy Ghost. That's the way it must be done in order to enter to his kingdom. You must not keep any bitterness in your heart, folks. Don't do it. Let it go and say, God, help me, and put the blood of Jesus on you. Salvation is very important. You out there were born again, and you having difficulty forgiving others. Well, God will help you because you got the power of the Holy Spirit in you. That's how you can do it, through the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus. That's how you can make it happen because of God. There's no other way. He said, I come to heal the brokenhearted. It's the only way that you can heal the troublesome times in your life, the heartaches, the bitterness, the hatred that you have towards somebody. And you must get rid of it. By the blood of Jesus, in order to enter his kingdom, you got the power. Through the blood, through the power of God, Jesus said, I forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. He was able because he was God. And we have the Spirit of God. If you are born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, if you have salvation in your life, if you don't, well, you need to. Because I don't know how else you're going to forgive anybody. There's no other way. You must be saved. You must be born again. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to forgive. Because it can't happen. Hatred will continue in your life. Bitterness will follow you as a cancer in you and eat you alive. And end up sending you to hell. It's not something that we want to hear, but you must be saved. That's the only way that you can learn how to forgive people. It's the only way that you can know that you can forget it all because of the love of God in you and the blood of Jesus upon you and the power of the Holy Ghost in you. Must be saved. Must be saved. It must. What are you talking about, brother, being saved? Well, I'm talking about being saved from going to hell. That's what I'm talking about. It is very serious, especially in this day and this hour, where the end times are looking closer and closer. But your time may be today, folks. Your time may happen soon. Don't forget, you must be saved. And the only way that you can be saved is by Jesus and his blood. The only way that you can come and enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again, as he told Nicodemus. You must be born again. It's the only way. You are out there, you better be born again. There's no way in the world you can forgive anybody if you're not born again, if you're not saved. You don't have the power to do it. You don't have that power. Only power you got is the devil's power. And the devil doesn't forgive anybody. He's going to make sure that you never forgive. He controls you. But if you're born again and washed in his blood, what an awesome thing to know that God is on your side. Ask him to come and live in your heart, folks. Ask him to forgive you because God is a forgiving God. And he will never remember your sins anymore. It's washed in the blood. if you ask him to come and live inside of you and say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me for all that I've done wrong. You people out there, you listening to me right now, there's some of you that are not born again. Some of you that have hatred and bitterness in people. You better get rid of it. Some of you are not born again. The only way you're going to get rid of it is by being born again. Being saved by Jesus. That's how you get born again. That's how you get the power of God to overcome any unforgiveness in your life. There's no way you can do it. There's no way. You don't have the power to do it. But man, when you got Jesus, you got the power to forgive. You got the power to love your enemy. Glory to God. You got the power to get rid of every devil and demon inside of you. I want you to know that you got the power of the Holy Ghost. And man, it will destroy all bitterness, all hatred, and all revenge. See, are you out for revenge? You will be. If you're not born again, you must ask Jesus to come into your heart and say, God, forgive me and be my Savior. Save me from all my sins, God, and forgive me. Therefore, I can forgive others, God. You see, that's the only way. There's no other way. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way you can forgive anybody without the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no way you can forget without the power of the Holy Ghost inside of you. You must be born again. Hallelujah, glory. You see, that's the greatest news that has come about right now in your life and in my life. That yes, we can forgive others. Yes, we can forget what others have done for us. We read it in the Word. Jesus said, I forgive you and I forgot. And so can you. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let him lie to you. You are out there. Ask Jesus to save you. Ask Jesus to help you to forgive others. Because you will die in your sins. And you'll end up in hell. You can't do that. You must be born again to forgive, to forget. It's the way it must be, and that's what God said. You out there, call the number. Call the number, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We need to pray for you. You need prayer. If you have any unforgiveness towards someone, call. We'll pray together and ask God. You don't even have to give your name. We'll pray and ask God to help you to forgive it and forget. Hallelujah. Because that's the most powerful thing in your life right now is the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Spirit of the living God. You see, Joseph, if we go to the story of Joseph, folks, if you recall, it's a great story. It's a true story. And it's a wonderful, true, and loving story and forgiving story about man and his nature. And also his spirit. You see, God had anointed Joseph to be ruler. Hallelujah. Even from the very beginning, God loves you so much. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing to know that God loves you. Praise God. Keep calling that number. Hang on there. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. Wherever you at, we'll pray. Don't die in your sins, folks. Don't die and not forgive people. It's a horrible thing. You in the air?
Hey, Brother Camus. This is your brother calling from Marsville, Brother Hudson.
Okay, brother.
Yeah, this is a good topic you're talking about this morning, stuff though, about forgiving and everything, though.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
And I know sometimes, Brother Camus, that me and you have things, and I always share things with the Gagala man and stuff, though. And sometimes I tell you about the things I be dealing with and stuff, though, and you always tell me, Henry, just pray and love and stuff, though. And I just wanted to admit and stuff, I'm not ashamed to let people know also I'm a man of God and stuff, though, that sometimes we all need help in our walk with forgiveness.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So I hear what you say just now. If anybody got anything in their heart, I know I've been born again and everything. You know,